save the first one.
I'll do it.
Welcome to everyone to share this evening. Learning this week is sponsored by Yitzin Sharmotech in honor of Harav Shalem and by Avi and Deborah Glansman for a Refu Shalem of Rachel Basi Bas Frida Pessel.
Special thank you for all of you coming with this weather. today, B'zad Hashem, we're going to focus on Shin Tetvav Bet and Gimel. It's going to be basically three topics. The first topic is going to be Ohel, when you want to create Ohel, and the purpose is shade with no mechitzot. The second topic is going to be when you want to create Ohel with mechitzot, but not for the purpose of creating shade. And the third topic is going to be when you make a Ohel with mechitzot, but you don't have any intention to use it underneath for anything. So we're going to start with the Seif Bet. The source for Seif Bet is Gemara in Eruvin Kuf Bet Amud Aleph. That's the first source. Shalach le'Rami Bar Yechezkel Rav Amram. Neimalan mar mehanin mile me'alieta de'amartan mishme de'ravasi bekifet de'arba. Shalach le'hachi amar ravasi anekifet de'arba bizman sheyesh bahem tefach. אינמי אין בהם תפח ואין בין זה לזה. שלושה, למחר מביא מחצלת ופורס עליהם. מה הייתה אמה? מוסיף על אוהל הרי ובשפיר דם. הנודיך רדה אבולה לרבונה, דיבימה מבאו תולה ובלה לבאו אבירה. עתו לקמד הרב אמר לקוח על בודיה ושאר בתפח, למחר פשטה ומוסיף על אוהל הרי ובשפיר דם. So in this Gemara we see that Kifed Arba. Kifed Arba is basically a pause that goes from one side of the boat to the other side. And if each one of the poles have shiur tefach, so then you could do whatever you want because you have the beginning of the ohel, so you can just mosif ala ohel, and that's fine. Inami en baim tefach, ben menzel hazeh shlosha, even if the pole doesn't have the thickness of a tefach, but there is lavud, less than three tefachim between them, so it's considered like it's closed, and then you can put mechitza, can put Ohel on top of it because you're not adding anything, it's considered closed halachically, so it's mamish, might be even less than musif ala ohel because it is ohel already. And then the third invention in this Gemara is that the case with Dichre de Ravuna, he had a deer, what do you call a
ram?
What do you say?
A ram.
A ram? And he needed during the day he needed shade, but at night he wanted the deers to get some cold air, so he wanted to open it. So he told them, Gav told them, you should have a cover that you roll up, and if you keep one tefach open, then you can open and close it. So it's the same idea that we basically learn, that if you have tefach, you can add. He just we're going to see there is a little bit of chidush here based on the Ritva. That's the next source. The Ritva somehow understood in Rashi, in this Gemara, v'sheyer b'tefach parus, that when you roll up the, what do you call it, blanket or sheet, whatever, if you have a better name for it, just when you roll it up, he understood in Rashi, I don't know how he understood it in Rashi, but he said that when you roll it, if the thickness of the roll itself is tefach, that is enough. So you don't need to keep tefach open. The roll itself could be considered the tefach that you add on. And he argued with that. He said it doesn't make sense. I'm reading in the middle of the Ritva. וכתבו בתוספות שנראה מילה הלשון הזה שהוא אומר שלא יעדק ככה מחצלת הרבה ויעשה בעניין שיהיה ברוחב העגול תפח כאוהל. ואמרו בתוספות, שיער בתפח לא משמעכין, אלא שיער בתפח חוץ מן הכריכה. תוספות argue, the Tosfot that he brings argue with Rashi, and he said it doesn't make sense that to make the כריכה and the thickness of a תפח, it's not going to be good enough to consider opening of תפח. You need to leave a real תפח out. And the Bet Yosef surprisingly saw this Ritva, and he bring that Ritva, and he said that it might be also the what Rashi meant. He basically doesn't understand how they understood that in Rashi. And he said the conclusion of the Bet Yosef, that's the last line in page number 2, after he bring the Ritva, and he says V'chen ikar ונראה שאף לשון רשי אפשר להלום כפירוש הזה. If you read Rashi, it sounds like basically like what the Ritva, like the Ritva conclusion, that you need to keep the tefach out of the roll. So far we see in the Gemara basically three elements. The first element is Musif al ohel arai shari, that Tosefet on Ohel is good. The second element that we saw in the Gemara is Lavud. And it's a chidush, because we're talking about a spiritual Ohel. It's not real Ohel that exists in reality. Meaning you have two strings that are close to each other. So since halachically they're considered connected, so you can put a blanket on top of it. And that's a chiddush. The third element that we saw is the ritva, that is the tefach that you need to open is extra tefach beside the roll itself, or it could be the roll itself. Lemaisa in the Shulchan Aruch and Seif Bet, you see all the three elements. He bring the case of Arba, the boat, and he said, "Im yesh berochban tefach, or afilu en berochban tefach, im en ben zel azeh gimel tefachim chashivi keohel, v'mutar lifros alem b'shabbat machzelet." So we have the two first elements, that if it has a thickness of tefach, you're fine. Even if it doesn't have a thickness of tefach, if there is a lavud, it's fine also. And then at the end of the seif, you see v'tefach she'amru chutz min akricha. The tefach that we require you to have open before Shabbat is in addition to the roll itself. It's not enough to have the roll in the thickness of tefach. Now, the Mishnah Brura, although it seems simple, but he is mavliya a couple of chidushim that I want to, some of them I want to focus a lot, some of them I just want to mention because we're going to discuss it more. The first Mishnah Brura I want to focus is Sif Katan Yudalef. It actually belongs to the last of the, so the end of Sif Aleph, but it has to do with what we're talking also. Sif Katan Yudalef, you have it in the page, in page number 2, you have it on the paper. Shayami Baod Yom Tefach. The Shulchan Aruch discuss to add, when you have Tefach open, you can add. And the Mishnah Berurah writes, Velachen Parvan, and the translation here is Mechitza Mitkapelet. Mechitza, that is like
foldable
Mechitza. שעומד מופשט תפח מערב שבת. Based on that, if it's open תפח, assuming he's discussing the מחיצה המטרת, because if it's a regular מחיצה, it has nothing to do, so there shouldn't be a problem to begin with. But he's basically, at the end of סעיף א', that's what we're talking about. We're talking about מחיצה המטרת. אבל אם היה מקופל, אף על פי שכולו הרבה יותר מתפח, לא מעני, שהרי לא נעשה זה בשביל מחיצה. But he said, if it's like mekupal, if it's completely fold, although the thickness of all of it is more than tefach, it's basically like the ritva that we're mentioning now, right? That if you have the roll itself more than tefach, it's not considered tefach. Now, I just want you to keep this Mishnah Brura in mind, because we're going to see soon, kiset raskal, it's the next, it's halacha daled, hey, we're going to see the concept that anything that is like a foldable chair, the fact that it's foldable, it's considered open when it's closed. And that's basically contradict this Mishnah Brura. So we'll need to discuss that in the future. Just keep that in mind, that lechora, in this Mishnah Brura, it seems like when it's, although it's foldable and it has a mechanism that shows that it's open and closed, it's considered closed when it's closed, and it's not considered open, although it has a mechanism. We're going to discuss it with Hashem. We're going to umbrella, folding chairs, and it just here, so we need to emphasize that. And we'll need to, it might be that this mechitza is not the fancy mechitza that we have these days that has mamash hinges. It might be just like a curtain that it's not, it's nothing, and then it makes sense. But if it's like a foldable mechitza that has like hinges, and like, then it's harder to understand. So that's just have on this Mishnah Brura, and it's also like to open your mind a little bit about the concept that we didn't see it, but We should have them in mind, and we're going to discuss umbrella. Don't worry. I know many of you are waiting for the umbrella, but we didn't get there yet, so I can't talk about it too much. Actually, that also has to do with strollers, because if you hold it, strollers is also fine because it has a mechanism, so even if it's less than tefach, you can open it, and that's what Shlomo Zalman says. Again, so then you can add, although it doesn't have a tefach, because it's considered open when it's closed, and it's going to go against what the Mishnah Berurah says here. So we will need to explain that more in depth, but just keep that in mind. Because I'm afraid that when we're going to get there, we're going to forget about this Mishnah Berurah. So, and also to make sure that everyone knows that we're going to speak about foldable stuff, but we didn't get there yet. Okay, so Sif Katan Yud Daled, that's the second point that I want to emphasize in the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Katan Yud Daled, the Mishnah Berurah writes, דדבקה לעשות אוהל הרי מתחילה אסור, אבל אם נעשה כבר, מותר להוסיף עליו, ובזה, כיוון שהיה בעץ אחד רוחב תפח, דו שיעור הוגדל, או שהיה פחות מגימל, תפחים בין זה לזה, דו שיעור לבוד, והיה וכמו העצים מחוברים יחד בשיעור גימל תפחים, ונעשה, גימל תפחים חשוב, נעשה אוהל מכבר. ומטעם זה, תתוו, So the main part that I want to emphasize is the beginning of Yudal, it says, Avalim na'asa kvar, mutar leosif alav. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, when we discuss lavud, im en ben zeh lazeh shlosha tefachim, you have two poles, they're not thick tefach, but between them you have less than three tefachim, so it's considered closed, and not only that you can put a blanket on top of it, you can also extend it where there is no poles. So you consider the two poles to be connected, that you have like three tfachim that are covered, and then you're just adding. So, unfortunately, the Chazon Ish doesn't like it. And we're going to discuss that soon, but before I'm going to say the Chazon Ish, there is one more thing that I want to discuss. Seif Katan Tet Zayin. In this seif, we see that putting a blanket on top of poles is a problem because we need a tefach before. So in order to add, you need a tefach, and then you can add. But lechora, there is no mechitzot here. And in the next seif, we see that you need mechitzot. We're going to see that soon also, so keep that in mind. When do we need mechitzot, and when is it? Is it asur even without mechitzot? So the pshat that the Mishnah Berurah basically writes in Sif Katan Tet Zayin, and he writes after also that we're going to see that in Tosfot that when the mechitzot needed is when you don't really planning to use, you're not planning to create cell. The case in the Gemara in Eguvin that we just discussed, you want to create cell. That's the ultimate definition of ohel. So when you have the ultimate definition of ohel, then it's enough that you're just trying to make a shade. If you're not really trying to create ohel, you're not trying to create shade, then there is a requirement of mechitzot in order to consider that asur. And we're going to go a little bit more in depth. But this is just to start the conversation. So now let's go to the second point that I just mentioned, the din of lavud. We said that in the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Daled, it's meforash, that when you have lavud, you can add and expand the lavud even beyond the lavud area that you have. So he considered the lavud to be connected, and you have ohel, and then you can expand it. The Chazon Ish in Siman Unbet, Sif Katan Yud, argued with that, and he said that in his opinion, the heter in the Gemara was just that when you have lots of poles, so since it's halachically lavud, you can cover where there is lavud. But you cannot expand it. And the source that he brings is like a very tamuha. He said that we see in Ilchot Tumah, Dinei Tumah, the Gemara in Yoreh De'ah in Siman Shin Ayin Aleph Sif Daled, the Dinei Tumat Kohanim, you know the Tumat Ohel. Ohel is the Tumah that goes from a house to another house. If you have two houses and there is two roofs that are close to each other, less than 3 tefachim, can a kohen stand here? Would you say lavud? So the Gemara writes that we don't say lavud. But if you look in the... So he said, if you don't say lavud, so lavud is not a real thing, so you can expand it, you can look at it like it's real, so you can add on it. It's not considered like there is a ohel in reality. You can put on top of it because maybe it's a kula of chachamim or something like that, but it's not that we see it like it's closed, so you can add on it. But it's a very difficult thing to say, because if you look in the Gemara there, first of all, what the Gemara said, that we don't say lavud lehachmir. We say lavud lehakel. We don't say lavud lehachmir. But lehakel, we would say lavud. And by us, it's lavud lehakel. You want to add on a ohel, so you would say lavud, and you would consider that to be closed in order to let you expand the ohel. So that's the first question. And even if the Chazon Ish meant that the Magen Avraham argue with the Gemara, the Magen Avraham in Siman Taf Kuf Bet, Ilchot Yom Tov, he argued with the Gemara and he said, we would say Lavud even Lachmir. It's a lot of nafkaminot for Sukkot also. In Israel, they have it a lot. When you have wires to put the laundry, so there's wires next to each other, and then you build a Sukkah underneath. So if you say Lavud Lachmir, so the wires are connected, so you have schach pasul, so you can do a sukkah underneath. That's another. So if you say lavud lachmir or not, that's a big nafkamina. But lemaisa, the Magen Avraham argued and he said lavud. We do say lavud even lachmir. But if you look in the Magen Avraham himself, he does not argue with Tosfot, because Tosfot in Eiruv in Kufbet, the sugya that we just mentioned, Tosfot. It's pashut to Tosfot. Tosfot says it's like an obvious thing. It can't be that you can't put a couple of strings next to each other on Shabbat, because you're not doing anything. So although you put 3 strings next to each other, or 2 even, it's less than 3 tefachim between them, it's pashut for Tosfot that it's mutar to do that. Yeah. The question is, could you put a blanket on top of it after? Can you do 2 stages? And that we're going to see soon if we have time. But Tosfot says that Lavud is only Lehakel, not Lehachmil. Basically, Tosfot said that, and he explained that what Tosfot meant, that since you put in 2 strings together, you're not doing any action that looks like Ohel, then that's why it's Mutter. So the Logazvu Chachamim in this case, to put just strings next to each other. Now the question is, based on this Tosfot, did Tosfot mean that if you put a couple of strings next to each other, could you after that put a blanket on it? And then the Maharsha basically asked, if it's true, so the Gemara with the Gemara that we just mentioned with the poles, instead of putting poles, you can just put strings on Shabbat and then put a cover on top of it. So then there is a debate in the Achronim how to understand this Tosfot. There is a couple of understanding. The Maharsha was basically asking the question, and then you have Tosefet Shabbat and Big Deyesha. Big Deyesha basically saying that the heter of Tosfot is just when it was done Erev Shabbos. If you have Lavud Erev Shabbat, then halachically it's considered closed. So then in Shabbat it's considered Moisif ala Ohel. But if you put a couple of string on Shabbat, it's true that you're not creating Ohel, because we're not going to say Lavud Lachmir, but it's also to do everything on Shabbat. If you put the string, when you have in mind to add on top of it, so it's considered like one mice, and it's also medarabana. But if you had the poles, or you had the thing before Shabbat, then logazru to add on it. Tosefet Shabbat, by us, seem to understand in Tosfot that it's a mutar lechatchila to do 2 stages. To put poles, or strings, and then on top of it, it's like what we're going to see in the Gemara, when you have mechitzot. So if you put the roof in the beginning, then you put the mechitza shelo kederech. But anyway, if you look in the Ritva and Eruv and Kufbet, it's almost mefurash against the Chazon Ish. So lemaise, if you want to summarize this stage, the Chazon Ish argue with the Mishnah Brura about expanding lavud. The Mishnah Brura seems to say that when you have lavud, you could expand out of the lavud. The lavud is considered like it's completely closed, like you have a real ohel, and then you can continue the ohel. The Chazon Ish seemed to say that lavud just makes it like halachically a little bit connected. So if you want to close the lavud itself, he wouldn't punish you. It's not a, it's like a tosefet, but to expand it more than the lavud itself, it's too much. Lemaise, the Ritva sounds against the Chazon Ish. I found also Shabbat B'Shabbato. I was looking for somebody who's going to argue with the Chazon Ish before me, and I found the Shabbat B'Shabbato that Mefurash argue with him, and it, to me it seems like in the Ritva, if you look in the Ritva itself, it sounds like Mefurash against the Chazon Ish. So Lemaise, the Mishnah Berurah and the Choinim that we just mentioned, it's a mutar to expand the Lavud. About the question of the Maharsha on Tosfot in Eruvin, are you allowed to create Lavud in Shabbat Lechatchila? Tosfot says that you're allowed to create the Lavud for sure. The question is, could you do two stages? Could you create Lavud and then cover it? It's a machloket between the Big Deyesha and the Tosefet Shabbat, and I don't know, Lemaise, if we can be makel about it. Because it's like you can say Svaras to each side. It's the Rabbanan, but I'm not paskin here. I just want to mention the debate. Now, so that's regarding expanding Lavud. We have Machloket Chazon Ish and Mishnah Berurah. Lalacha, it seems like the Mishnah Berurah is more acceptable. Now let's go to Seif Gimel. Seif Gimel, we have the Sugya in Betzah in Lamed Bet Amud Bet. The Gemara in Betzah in Daf Lamed Bet Amud Bet, page number 5. I'm going to read the last line. Amar Rav Yehuda, hay medurta, milemala lemata shari, milemata lemala asur, vechen biata, vechen kdera, vechen puria, vechen chavita. So this Gemara raised a new concept about ohel. And we have argument here between the Rishonim, what exactly is the case by B.A. v'chule. The Gemara is basically saying that if you create something that looks like ohel, it has mechitzot and it has a roof, the way that you should do it is b'shinoi. You should do it upside down. You should do the other, not the normal way that you would have done it. And the Gemara mentioned in this problem eggs, that you put eggs on top of each other. And then kedera, also when you put a pot on top of two barrels, you should put the kedera in the air and then put the two barrels. And then puria, also bed, that there is like a bed that like you put it back and forth, you take the walls out of it and you put it back. So you should put the mattress, what's underneath the mattress, the piece of wood first, and then put the sides, v'chen chavita, also barrels. Now Tosfot in the Gemara raised the basic question, and page number 6, you see in Tosfot the bold part, v'im tomar, heichi mesadrin shulchan she'en lo raglaim al gabe safsalim shelo, v'mitchila mesimim asafsalim, v'achar kach mesimim et ha'shulchan. That's what it says. If creating an ohel is always a problem, how could we put the foldable table? And it seems like the table that they used to have is like two supports, safsalim, and then one big piece of wood on top. So that's what it says. Yesh lomar do'il ve'en la'em mechitzot shari. V'kol ha'nemayr yidit le'u mechitzot la'tzdadim ha'magiot la'aret. So that's what here, like, making a very clear definition or explanation to the Gemara that the problem that we're talking about is only when you have a real mechitzot. If it's just like safsalim or holders that are not a walls, they're not walls, so then it's not considered creating ohel, and you can put it kederich. You could put the stands first and then put the piece of wood on top. And then he asked, what about kedera, that we allowed to do chazara on Shabbos? When you put the kedera back on the stove, you have two walls and you put the Kedeza back. So the Tosfot makes another Kula, and he said that if the walls are there before Shabbat, then you can put it on top. Okay, then they argue with Rashi about Biata. And then they also ask the question from the Gemara in Shabbat in Kuflam at the Tet, that we're not allowed to put a parvanka, it's like a cover on the barrel. But you have mechitzot from before Shabbat, so why wouldn't you be able to put a cover on top? So Tosfot says it's too big. When it's very big, then although it has mechitzot, it's a problem. Now the Rashba in Shabbat, Kufla Medchet, argue with Tosfot. He said the main... Tosfot basically created a picture that what is the problem? The problem is when you make mechitzot and a roof. If you have mechitzot before Shabbat, then you can put the roof. If you don't have mechitzot, you can put the roof. If it's very big, maybe you have a problem. The Rashba said, I don't know where did you get this from. I disagree with you. The Rashba there said, what am I going to say about Shulchan? Prisat HaShulchan, I'm reading the Rashba. אפשר שהיא מותרת מפני שאין משתמשים באוויר שתחתיו. I don't need מחיצות. לכאורה. That's what the Rashba is saying, לכאורה. I don't care about מחיצות. What I care is if you're planning to use under the roof that you're creating. If you're planning to use the space that you're creating under the roof, then you have a problem. And he raised a very basic question. He said one of the details that the Gemara mentioned is din of God. What is God? God is, they didn't have refrigerators and they used to walk in the desert. So what do? You take a blanket or you take a piece of leather, you put all the stuff that you need to cool down and you put it on poles, four poles, and you let the air goes underneath it the whole night and it keeps the stuff in the God cool down. So there is no walls here and it's still Aser. So what are you going to say about that, Tosfot? So he said, in my opinion, the only thing that we care about is when you use underneath. And he said, God, you also need the underneath because you need the air to cool down the God. By barrel also, you want air, you want circulation of air in the basement or whatever, wherever you put the wine. So it seems like there is a machloket 180 degrees between Tosfot and Rashba. And we're going to see that it's not so clear that it's 180 degrees soon. The Bet Yosef bring the opinions. He also raises that Rashi in Beitza seems to say that the sugya goes, the chiluk between how you put the mechitzot is davar sheno mitkaven. So Tosfot says, what are you talking about? You're doing what you're doing. It's not a no mitkaven. So lemaisa, we're not accepting Rashi. We just have the machloket of the Tosfot and the Rashba. If you look in Sif Gimel and Shulchan Aruch, and you ask yourself, how does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? So it seemed clear that he holds like Tosfot, because when you read the Sif Gimel, page number 7, you have it, and you have it in the Mishnah Berurah, if you have the Sefer in front of you, but if not, it's page number 7, Shulchan Aruch Sif Gimel. Mita, כשמעמידים אותה, אסור להניח הרגליים תחילה ולהניח עליהם הקרשים. You're not allowed to put the legs first and then to put the wood on top. אלא ישים הקרשים תחילה באוויר, ואחר כך הרגליים תחתיהם. והנמילה, כשהרגליים הם דפים מחוברים, כמו דופני הטבע. The requirement that the Shulchan Aruch makes is basically Tosfot. The problem with a table or a bed gonna be only when you put walls, and it has real walls. But if it doesn't have walls, there's no problem. So he's basically paskin like Tosfot. Now, if you look in Seif Zayin in the Shulchan Aruch writes, "Mutar leaniach sefer echad mikan ve'echad mikan ve'echad al gabehem," and the Haggah said, "Oil ve'en tzeich la'avir shetachtehem." So if you read the Seif Zayin, he says that you're allowed to put two books next to each other, then put another one on top. And the Gemara chime in and explain the Shulchan Aruch. I said, you know why? Because you don't need the air underneath. Who is this? The Rashba. So what is going on here? So Lemaise, if you read the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring the Rashba here in Sif Gimel. He just bring it in the Biur Halacha. In the Biur Halacha, he bring the opinion of the Rashba. And you have it in the page, the Biur Halacha is in page number 9. He bring the Biur Halacha and he says, V'da'at Rashba b'chidushav, v'chen mashma maskanat Aran v'arav ha-magid, v'uivu divrem b'bet Yosef, de'im tzarich la'avir shetachtav, להשתמש, אסור אפילו בלא מחיצות. So he brings the opinion of the Rashba that if you need the air underneath, it's אסור to do it even if you don't have walls. והעביר העל הזה ממה שאסרו חזל בגוד. The source for that is God, what I just explained, that you see that there is no מחיצות and it's still אסור. ועל כן במיטות שלנו גם כן אסור, ומשתמש באווירו בהנחת מנהלים. And if it's true, so our beds are also a problem because you use the bed to put your shoes underneath, and that's what the Rashba, that's the lashon of the Rashba himself. The Rashba said, the mita, the reason mita is asur is because you use it to put shoes. The Gemara in Baba Batra says, mita shel talmidei chachamim, en lo ela minalim. The amaretz is like otzar balus. Amaretz put under the bed everything, but talmid chacham have shoes underneath. So everyone have stuff underneath, depends if they're talmid chacham or not, but you use it. You use the space. So since you use the space, it's considered like you're creating an ohel. But shulchan, you're not creating a space. You don't need the space underneath, so you can put a shulchan with the stands. והובא ברבנו ירוחם שתי הדעות ולא הכרע והמחבר סתם כדעת המקלים ומשום דעות דבר של דבריהם. So he understood that the Shulchan Aruch לכאורה is passing like Tosfot, that it's the Mekel opinion. והנה ראיתי באליה רבה, I'm skipping to the next, והנה ראיתי באליה רבה שכתב דלו היה נראה לכאורה להחמיר כהרשב"א אחרי שנראה שמסקנת הר"ן והרב המגיד כמותו אלא שאין בידו להחמיר. Eliya Rabba said, you know what, if you ask me, I think we should be machmir like the Rashba, because the Ran and the Rav HaMagid also hold the same way like him. And then the Mishnah Berurah himself, the Biur Halacha writes, said since there is so many opinions that hold like Tosfot, he didn't want to go against them, and the Rif and the Rambam, Tosfot Rosh. Al kol panim, bedavar shemekelin Tosfot Rosh, yesh lehakir. ומכל מקום, לכתחילה, נראה שטוב לחוש לדברי הרשב"א וסיעתו להחמיר, אם לא בשעת הדחק. ודע, דכל זה שהערכנו רק בגג שאינו עשוי לצל, וכעיד הקרשים של המיטה, וכאגבנה שעשוי רק להשתמש למעלה על גבו. אבל בגג העשוי לצל או להגן, בוודאי לכול העלמה יש בזה איסור. So, לשולחן הלך, the ביור הלך הקונקלוז'ן is that, like, I don't want to be machmir for everyone like the Eliyahu Rabba. There is room to rely on Tosfot. And he just emphasized that all of this is true, Seif Gimel is true, only when you're not really creating Tzel. It's just when you maybe going to use the underneath, then you can be making a Tosfot. If it doesn't have Mechitzot. Although you're going to use it, you couldn't... Now...
Means
what?
Person?
Cell is shade from sun, or that's the normal case. Let's say it's bed, basically. What we saw by Dichre de Ravuna, when you create shade.
You mean literally it has to be from like an outside light source? It has to be from a light source?
You're saying if it's a shade from a light bulb, it's
no,
not going to.
No, I'm saying for me, there's no light in the room anyways.
No,
Lechora
is still for cell if you're like doing it. Doing it as a barrier from something that's above it.
If you want to protect this space from the outside space, yeah, that's lichor atzel, and then we don't need mechitzot even for Tosfot. When you don't create the mechitzot and the roof to protect this space from the outside, you just want to create space basically. Then you have the opinion of Tosfot that you could be mekel, although you're using the space, if you don't do mechitzot. Shulchan, basically. Tosfot says that you have stands, not shulchan, mita, that you use the space, but if you don't have mechitzot for it, a real mechitzot, like teva, If it just like stands and you're going to put your shoes under, so according to Tosfot, you could do that. According to the Rashba, you couldn't.
According to the Rashba, if it's not l'shem mashatachtav, it's
according to
the Rashba.
Yeah.
If it's not for what's
underneath. If you don't use the underneath, like Shulchan, he said
it's still
fine.
A problem, though, if it's like walls that are shalim, right?
The Chorai doesn't care about walls. He care about the using
so
the space.
So then he's a gula also?
He's makel by Shulchan because he said by Shulchan you don't planning to use the
but
space.
But there you're not using, there you don't have dapim shleim.
So you're touching here what I basically want to bring, that if you look in Tosfot, and thank you for helping me continue the shir, because that's the point that I wanted to emphasize. If you get the Rashba plain, and that's the way that Lechora the Mishnah Berurah understood, because he brings it like a machloke, that the Rashba himself is machmir, and it seems like it's a complete machloket. It's like 180 degrees machloket. If you're makel here, it's like whatever you makel with the Tosfot. Tosfot are makel if you create a. If you, Tosfot doesn't care about the use. So they said if you have mechitzot, it's a problem. If you don't have mechitzot, like Shulchan, that's fine. The Rashba said, the only thing I care is the use. That's, it seems to be that the case. When you read the pshat of the two Rishonim, you read the Bet Yosef, you read the Biur Halacha, it seems like they're arguing, I don't care about Mechitzot, you don't care. I care about Mechitzot, and the Rashba said, I care about using the space. That seems to be the Machloket. But if you look in Tosfot and Eruvin and Kufalev Amud Aleph, and it's basically the question that we just asked, because the Shulchan Aruch himself in Sif Zayin writes the Kula that you're not using the space, although you have Mechitzot Lichora, you have two Sfarim next to each other, and you have a Sefer on top. So you holding like both of them Lekula, Lichora, it doesn't make any sense. If you hold that Mechitzot is what determined the problem, so by Sfarim should be a problem, because you have Mechitzot. So if you look in Tosfot, in Eruvin Kufalev, it seems like Tosfot themselves agree with the concept of Tzarich Lemashetachtav. And that's basically Lechora what we should say in the Shulchan Aruch. Look in Tosfot in Eruvin Kufalev Amud Alef, page number 10. He basically discusses eggs. That the Gemara in Eruvin Kufalev is the same Gemara that we have in Beitza and Lamed Bet. It's not much the same Gemara, but Tosfot there say talk more. Ve'en eri ledech binyan bekar. Sharei kol ha-mechitzot asuyot kvar. If you have mechitzot prepared before Shabbat, it's not a problem. Ve'lo dami lechavit ve'puria de mesader zo etzel zo. Chavit ve'puria, you put the mechitzot and you put the roof, then it's a problem. But if you have mechitzot before Shabbat, then it's fine. Ve'teida, sharei yoter pashut hu la'aniach gdera al gabei tarpida. Because it's pashut that you could put a pot on top of tarpida, the stand for the pot. Ve'nireh lege lefaresh, shemesader etzim o betzim, ve'meniach betza al gabeim. You put like walls, and then you put the egg on top. So you have basically what Tosfot need. You have walls, and you have the egg on top. ומה שאנו מסדרים כבר מכאן ומכאן וכיכר על גביהם או בספר ליק האיסור אלא כשצריך להעביר שתחתיהם. So you see Tosfot bring the case of Sfarim, and he said, wait, if I said that walls is a problem, so Sfarim should be also a problem. Tosfot says, מה שאנו מסדרים כבר מכאן, כיכר מכאן וכיכר מכאן וכיכר על גביהם, ידעו לכם משנה, like the מקובלים, you take 12 breads, you put them on top of each other, you're creating spaces. And you're putting on... I said, no. אלא כשצריך להעביר שתחתיהם. You need two. You need... So it gets me confused. Wait. We said, if you need shade, then you don't need מחיצות. But it seems, the Forash in Tosfot, there's three levels. When you need shade, then you don't need מחיצות. When you need the space, although it's not shade, but you need to use the space, it's not shade. You need to need the space in order to require mechitzot. Then, if you need to create the space, and I think I can add another element, that the chashash is dami lebinyan. And if you look in the Rishonim, it's look in the Ritva there also, there is two separate issues. When you create a shade, the problem is oel aray. Oel aray, I don't need mechitzot. You doing oel aray. You cover yourself from sun, from rain. This is ohel. This is oel aray. I don't need mechitzot for that. When do I need mechitzot? When the problem is not oel aray. When the problem is dami lebinyan. When you put mechitzot and you put a roof on top, it looks like you're building. It's not mamash oel aray. It's binyan aray. But in order to create binyan aray, you need to use the space. I'm not asking you now to do shade, protecting something. I'm just asking you to create a space that you need to use. In this case, Tosfot says, I need both. I need walls and I need roof. And then if you do shinui, that's going to solve the problem. Says Tosfot, fine. This is true when you need the space. If I'm just putting two books and then I'm going to put the third box on top, I created a space, but I don't really need the space. It's nothing. That's exactly what Tosfot says, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch also says. So we have to basically said in Tosfot himself, Lichora, that there is a chiluk between using the space, like just using it, as opposed to creating shade. So we have three levels. And Lichora, that's the pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. I didn't see somebody who said it meforash in the Shulchan Aruch. It seems like Biur HaGra says it here in Seif Zayin. I'm still working on it, so please, any of you, when you learn the next sources, if you see somebody who mentioned that meforash, it's going to help me to determine that what I'm saying is 100% true. It seems like mamash pshat in Tosfot in Eguvin. It's meforash that Tosfot used the two elements, and it's miyashev how the Shulchan Aruch can paskin like both. Although when you read just the Tosfot and the Rashba, it seems like they argue completely. It seems like in Tosfot and Eruvin that Tosfot not necessarily disagree with the Svara of the Rashba. The Rashba is arguing with Tosfot, but Tosfot does not argue with Rashba. Tosfot basically needs both. When you need the space, then you need Mechitzot. When you don't need the space, then even if there is Mechitzot, it's fine. The Rashba cares only about you needing the space. Then if you need the space, even if it doesn't have Mechitzot, it's going to be considered Ohel. The Rashba comes with Ohel problem. It seems like Tosfot come with a binyan problem.
Sorry, just want to clarify. So if you're making it for the sale, the
if you're making,
O-R-I, if you're doing it for the sale,
yes,
the problem is ORI.
That's a safe bet. That's a safe bet.
So if you're not doing it for sale, then if it's far the same where it's aser mishumachit, if there are machitos, and it's also aser if you're using the avir, and in both cases as far there is that it's domal binyan, are those split into two?
No, that's the same thing. When you need the space, but when you need the space that you're creating, but you're not creating shade, you just need the space to use any type of use. You want the air to come there and cool it down. You want to put your shoes there. That's considered a need. That's considered that you're creating a space. Creating a space involves putting mechitzot and a roof, and that's assuming the Rabbanan. And Chazal, we're not goyzer if you do it b'shinui. But if you don't use the space, it just randomly happened because you put two books. You do Lecha Mishnah and you put like a couple of chalas on top of each other. That's not creating anything. That's not a space. That's nothing. So
I thought the Taz said somehow that it's really all one swear. I don't know. I have to take another.
So I didn't read the whole Taz. There was a couple of Taz.
I'm
still in my homework.
In the Tosos, but he was saying that it's all one swear. It's all one thing. So maybe.
But this is not going well with what I'm saying. I'm saying that there is like basically a chashash ohel, and there's like a dami lebinyan. If you see, look in the Ritva, I brought here the Ritva in Eguvin that explained Tosfot. It seems like mamash the way that I explained the gimayon binyan aray. It's mamash.
Whether you need the avir and the bechitzos is not two separate criteria. It's one set of criteria. I thought that is what you're saying.
Oh, you're saying that the mechitzot and the dfanot are together.
I thought that's what.
Yeah. But does he say that it's because of dami lebinyan?
Exactly.
That's meforash.
I don't know if he has that last.
Okay, but if that's what he says, so it goes perfect. It goes perfect. I might do that. I didn't read the whole Taz on the Siman yet. Okay, so that's basically the conclusion of Seif Gimel. I just have to mention one more thing, that it's a very big nafkamina. Hopefully we're going to do Siman Shin Aleph in some point, but as we just mentioned, creating shade, even with no mechitzot, is a problem. So based on that, any type of hats that are hard hats, meaning Hamburg, or even like San. If you have more than tefach, you're creating a shade. You won't protect from sun or rain, and it should be a problem. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch is paskin, like in Shin Aleph Sif Mem. Shumit Pashet, page number 10. כשהשפה שהוציאה קשה ביותר ואינו נכפף, חשוב כמו אל. So the Shulchan Aruch basically paskin that if you have a hat that it has a hard rim, it is a problem of oil. So then the Mishnah Berurah and all the Achronim are debating, what are you doing? These days everyone have hats. So the kulot, the main kulot that we have with hats, first of all, the Shita of Rashi is that there is no problem with kova. The way that he explained in the Gemara, that it's just the Havamina, and the Gemara at the end said it's not a problem. He said that any place that they have a minhag, they should follow the minhag because they have some source to rely on. And then he brings another svara that basically the Ochot Shabbat, Gavil Yoshiv, he said that at least for the mikbaot that the Haredi people wear, it's mainly made for kavod. Haraya, that they wear it even when they don't need to protect. So that's a good svara to say for black hats that are hard. But when you put a regular cat, how do you call
baseball.
The one?
Baseball
hat. You have a different name for it, no? Baseball hat that just basically protect from the sun and the rain, and it's not for covered, then it might be a problem. But again, if it tilts, it goes diagonal, then it's not so clear that it's usher. And you have the Shita of Rashi, and there was one more svara. I don't remember it now. But there is a couple of yeshuvim about that, and hopefully when we're going to get to Siman Shin Aleph, we're going to go more in depth. But I just felt that it's a halachic question that we should like discuss or at least raise. At this point, after we mentioned the idea that creating tzel is a problem even without a dfanus. So we should mention that problem also. Hopefully we're going to discuss this more in depth because it's not the main topic in the siman, but just to mention the concept. Okay, shokoch.